Mozart's Don Giovanni is returning to Opera Idaho for the first time since 1999 and the first time ever at Boise's Egyptian Theater. This opera, which is based on the legend of Don Juan, you know, the fictional seducer, Mozart's opera is ranked among the 10 most performed operas in the world every year. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Opera Idaho General Director Mark Junkert and baritone Kyuwon Han, who will be performing the title role of Don Giovanni. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, I'd like to start with you. So why did you decide to do this opera, return it back to Boise?
Well, it's been a while, and it is a popular opera. Our audience is also much different than it was even 10 years ago. As Boise has grown, we have grown with it. 60% of our audience is new since of our database is new since 2012.
Really? So that's you do have a whole new audience.
It's a high statistic. And so we thought, you know, we try to do some of the popular operas every year. We mix. We do some popular ones. We do some not-so-popular ones that we think people ought to hear. And so Don Giovanni just seemed time again.
And in this particular Don Giovanni, you're putting kind of a modern take on this, correct?
Yes, and that's the choice of the director, Andrew Nienaber. I think Q can speak a little bit more to it because he's been in rehearsals for it. It is in the present era. No particular people that it's trying to, you know, make Q be anybody else than Don Giovanni, but it is set in the present time.
So, Q, tell me a little bit about that. What's it like when you're performing this piece, when they kind of put a twist on it versus that very classical take on it?
Oh, I think it's very interesting because you will see the singers on the stage just like you see the people on the street these days.
And that makes a big difference in how you perform.
Yeah, and also it will be a much easier way to understand this particular, you know, form of art.
And do you find that, that's what I find interesting too sometimes, is that when we think of opera, it can be kind of intimidating. But when you bring it into, you know, modern times, and we've seen that at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, they've taken, you know, Shakespeare plays like Love, Labor's Lost, and they've made a 1960s twist on it and things like that. And there's a particular audience that all of a sudden maybe feels a bigger connection to something like that?
Most definitely. And you have a story here that is, of course, ripe for this in the present time. And, yeah.
And so bringing that audience into it can really make a huge difference.
Right. The other thing that people should know about our operas, most operas these days have titles, super titles or surtitles, which are English translations running across the top of the stage in real time, so you can follow the text.
Well, that's good, because I do not speak Italian.
Yeah, but you won't have any problem.
Well, good, because I can just read it all while you're singing. Yeah.
Right.
And so tell me about the cast, because did I read this correctly, that it's that they're cast members from, what, the last 10 years?
Yeah, I've been here. This is my 11th season at Opera Idaho, and I dipped into the reservoir of singers primarily that had sung with us in the past decade and that I like. So we have Q. This is his third time with us. He was initially the Toreador in Carmen and then was Scarpia, probably a more evil character even than Don Giovanni in last year's Tosca.
I don't know which one is more evil.
I guess you just have to see both and find out, right?
It is not typecasting. Okay, he's not an evil person at all. So with a couple of exceptions, I was able to do that. So we have Don Anna is the lead female character, and she's Marina Harris, and she was with us a few years ago in Yevgeny Onyegin, an opera by Tchaikovsky. Local singer Jenna Carpenter is making her first performance in a lead role in a fully staged, full-length opera for us. She grew up here, sang in our children's chorus, and now has an opera career going on the national level, so that's nice. Tserlina is Jenny Litster, and she performed in The Magic Flute in 2015, along with Ryan Bede. Jenny is now based in Berlin, and Ryan is from Seattle, and they were a couple in The Magic Flute, so they're a couple here again, two different characters altogether. Leporello is played by Dan Schofield, who was with us in 2000, I think it was 13, it might have been 14, in Pagliacci. And who am I missing? New singers for us, Peter Drackley is the tenor, Don Ottavio, and Il Commendatore, who begins the opera by being killed by this guy, but reappears as a statue who he invites to dinner.
So there you
have
it.
He is new, and that's Stefan Skafarovsky.
So, Q, what is it like when you're when you come in for a production like this? And, you know, because you're not here all the time. I mean, you come in, you do the production. It's, it's twice.
Yes.
All of you get together. What's that process like?
You know, every time I go to first rehearsal, sometimes I meet new people and sometimes meet, you know, someone I know. But every time we start a rehearsal, it's very exciting because you don't know what's going to happen. And we try to make, you know, as interesting as possible. Especially in Boise, whenever I come here, I feel like everybody tries to make me feel home, really. So it's really wonderful to be here.
It's always nice to hear that, too, from us living here. I'm speaking with Opera Idaho General Director Mark Junkert and baritone Q Won Han. He will be performing the title role of Don Giovanni. And those two performances will be coming up October 25th and 26th, correct,
26th Mark? And 28th.
Oh, 26th.
Friday,
well, good
Friday
thing
night,
you corrected me.
And Sunday matinee at the Egyptian Theater.
And the Egyptian Theater has been Opera Idaho's home for, what, the last 8 years?
Ten.
And why did you decide to make that shift to the Egyptian Theater?
Originally, we wanted to perform more operas. When I came, Opera Idaho performed one opera a year, fully staged, and then maybe one other. And I felt it was the time to do three or four operas a season. And really, financially, at the time, the only way to do that was at the Egyptian Theater. An advantage is it's intimate. It only seats in our configuration 683 people. We actually take out three rows of seats every time we go in there and put them back in at the end, and that's where the orchestra ends up being. But it's a small stage. People are closer. We do perform annually at the Morrison Center, and this year twice. We just performed West Side Story in concert at the Morrison Center, and that works fine there. And sometimes it just has to do with how many tickets we think we can sell as well.
And Q, what's that like for you, though, being on a stage like the Egyptian Theater where it is smaller, it's more intimate? How does that affect your performance versus, say, like a Morrison Center stage?
Okay, I've never been to an Egyptian Theater before, but I think if we are singing and playing in a smaller theater, as you said, it's more intimate, and you can see more details, you know, from the audience. Mm-hmm. So you can give more, feelings. And
do you feel the audience more when it's that close? Because you can actually maybe see them.
It depends on the lighting.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that might take away from everything.
Yeah, right? It depends on the lighting. Sometimes I can see the audience, and when I see, you know, their reaction, it's quite, you know, fun to, you know, watch them.
Well, and in this story, despite the fact that it is, we'll give away the ending. He gets dragged to hell at the end, okay?
Right. But you can Wikipedia that, too, so we're not giving anything
it's
away.
It's called a drama giocoso, and so it is part comedy. So that's kind of interesting, and maybe Q can talk a little bit to that. How do you play comedic moments in an opera with a very serious topic?
I think Mozart brilliantly solved the problem. Because in this opera, we do a lot of recitativo, which is like half speaking and half singing. And we make a lot of conversation through this form. And people can really see how the story develops by looking and listening to this conversation between singers.
And then what's next for Opera Idaho after this?
We, in February, perform Aida, an opera by Verdi, which has never been performed in a staged performance in Idaho anywhere. It's one of the most famous operas. It's generally a big opera with a big cast, and, you know, it has the stereotypes of camels being marched on stage and jaguars and all of that. We will not be doing that. And in its original conception in the late 1800s, it was not that way. The theater for which it was composed in Cairo, Egypt, was a small theater, much like the Egyptian theater. So the Egyptian theater has the motifs. We're right in Egypt.
Does.
So we don't have to have much of a set. And it is quite a nice ensemble opera that will benefit from the closer, more intimate setting. We then have our one true comedy of the season in April back at the Morrison Center, and that's the Mikado. And we bring for that the New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players who tour around the country doing this. And we finish up with the first opera ever performed by Opera Idaho written by a female composer. And you'd think in our 45-year history, we would have gotten to that, but we have not.
But you have now.
Correcting that. And it's an opera called As One. It's about a transgender woman, and it will be at the Danny Peterson Theater at Boise State University in May.
And Don Giovanni, again, playing October 26th, 28th at the Egyptian Theater in Boise, and tickets are still available.
Yes, they are.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and chatting with me about this.
Thank you for having us here.
My guests today have been Opera Idaho General Director Mark Junkert and baritone Kyuwon Han, who will be performing the title role of Don Giovanni.